The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Oh, my gosh. Jonathan, you're here.
I'm here. I'm here, Robert, in the flesh.
I'm so glad you're my friend after hearing that. If I was the FDA, I'd be running for cover.
Well, I was even intimidated by that introduction, Robert. It's about me.
I'm thinking, Super Don, you've outdone yourself with that. We're welcoming everybody. We're welcoming the FDA Dragon Slayer, our good friend. He's been on many years over the years and had his own show on GCN. And you know, when we were together at the Sacred Fire of Liberty, realized, you know, the important work that Jonathan is doing is not getting less important, nor is it slowing down. And, you know, I know what it takes to put on a show. I've been doing this since 1999. I'm thinking, Jonathan, how are you going to get back into your show after this Sacred Fire of Liberty? And we were just chatting while we were in the pool with the kids. And it's amazing how this evolves.
Well, Robert, there's no one who does radio better than you do, my friend. And so it's a real honor to be a part of your show. And the fact of the matter is that with my litigation schedule, without your help, I don't think I could continue to do this. But you created the bridge, and so we'll remain on the air.
Yeah, my feeling is your voice is so very important, not only, you know, as my friend, just love to hang out with you and talk with you for days. We'd never get tired or bored. But the reality is out there in the larger world through broadcast medium, and we've got a global audience, and those that love liberty around the world really dig this and, of course, will appreciate so much if they don't know you yet, the things that you do. And, of course, our family here at GCN, now expanding, of course, through this show, through naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, who you also gave a nice award to at the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala, which was amazing. And, you know, I think it's just the perfect connection, and I'm so glad that we could serve as that extension. I feel like you're part of the family, you know?
Well, it's great to be here, and it's also wonderful to be able to give you a Washington connection to get inside the belly of the beast and to wreak havoc there. So we'll be able to expose a lot of corruption together, and I'll bring to you a number of things that are going on here that really it's so overwhelming, the amount of corruption, the amount of unlawful activity in the nation's capital. We've reached the zenith of corruption. There's really no more corrupt regime in American history than exists right now in Washington, and it's pervasive. It infects all the administrative agencies. It infects the entire executive branch, of course. That's where it originates. And it's also through Congress. So we have no part of the government, actually, with the exception of the judiciary, that is largely free of corruption. And the sad thing about the judiciary is that, by and large, it has not fulfilled its role of keeping a check on the abuses and striking down actions that are abusive, violation of the law, or intent of Congress underlying law. And when it comes to the media, but for a few programs, this one included, there really isn't an effective media check on these government abuses. You'll see modest or superficial coverage of some of these scandals, but nothing in depth and nothing that exposes those who are ultimately responsible for the wrongdoing.
Yeah, and when you talked about the judiciary, Jonathan, they've served in some ways much like a protector of the executive overreach in many ways, particularly when it comes to the freedom to heal, the freedom to choose supplements, the freedom to know about them as well. And even in Obamacare, the protection of something that became known as Obamacare, And we've seen some court rulings come down by the, on the federal judiciary to say, well, you're right about this thing called the subsidy, right? State exchange subsidies. Well, the states failed in the exchanges or just outright didn't want to do it. And suddenly the executive branch just rewrote without writing it and said, well, we meant the federal. The Congress really meant the federal. And then went to court. And the courts say, well, we know that the language isn't in there to support subsidies when the federal exchange has to take over where no state has stepped up. And yet, though, if we rule in that way, it would be a disaster. And so they haven't, except there's a ruling out of Oklahoma I just mentioned last week, and I sent it to you. You might have already been aware of it, that may be another step in reversing this thing inevitably. But I know it's going to go to appeal. But maybe you can let everybody know about what's up.
Well, you know, since the 1930s, the federal government has engaged in a massive expansion. And since the 1950s and 60s, the administrative state has grown by leaps and bounds, and the courts, as you mentioned at the start of what you said, have largely condoned that practice by adopting standards that are so liberal in their allowance of the growth of the administrative state that the administrative state has become the United States of America. Our nation is ruled by a bureaucratic oligarchy, not by a limited federal republic, as the Constitution prescribes. Instead, it is a government that's alien to what our founding fathers knew and thought should be our government. And when it comes to the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, the initial decision written by Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, was another disaster in that it condoned a vast expansion of federal power to dictate for the first time in American history what individual consumers may choose to buy in the free market, forcing them to purchase health insurance against their will. But when it comes to these latter decisions, which are trying to pick apart elements of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, we find in this case a huge overreach by the Obama administration, in that under the act, only in instances where a state participates in the exchanges are the federal subsidies or tax credits through the IRS supposed to be available to individuals in those exchanges. But what they did through an IRS rule, without the benefit of any statutory support, indeed contrary to the statutory language, the IRS regulation extended the tax credits to anyone enrolled, even in states where the states did not participate. And Oklahoma was right. One of these states that didn't participate. Well, in a similar decision to this Oklahoma decision, but at a higher federal level, in Halbig versus Burwell, the D.C. Circuit held that the IRS rule violated the Administrative Procedure Act because it was contrary to law, contrary to the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, and was arbitrary and capricious. And in another decision, the Fourth Circuit held the opposite in a really tortured type of decision where they rationalized away the plain statutory conflict. But in this decision in Oklahoma versus Burwell, the Judge Ronald White in the Eastern District of Oklahoma followed the D.C. Circuit's decision in Halbig and again held that, no, it's clear, based on the language, that the statute does not allow the federal government to compel states to involuntarily participate when they say they don't want to participate. You know, this is consistent with an earlier Supreme Court decision in 1997 called Prince versus the United States, where the court held that Congress cannot compel states to implement federal regulatory programs. Under our system of federalism, the states can refuse to be a party to implementation of a federal regulatory program. And this IRS rule forces the states, even when they say they don't want to participate. So it violates this basic constitutional protection for federalism as well. And so it's a good decision, and of course, ultimately, it's going to be decided by the Supreme Court. We'll find out what direction they want to take on this. But if they go the direction of allowing the federal government to proceed without any statutory basis, even in direct violation of the statute that exists, then the rule of law is dead.
It's gone. You know, it becomes more obvious perhaps to more people. You know, we've been acknowledging this for many years, and you've been in that so-called belly, beastly belly, fighting to limit this. And yet, you said that they torture the language even of Congress, as bad off as they've been. They didn't include this provision that would allow for a federal exchange to include this so-called subsidy. IRS rewrote the rule. But I'm going to simple language because we've got a lay audience out there as well. This concept of separation of powers. The IRS is part of the executive branch, I believe, in this way, and they just rewrote the rules of Congress, even though Congress never said that the feds could participate. It's so confusing, is my point. I'm trying to boil it down to something simple for
right.
folks to understand.
It's a power grab by the Obama administration through the IRS. The IRS is an executive branch agency. It is a lackey for President Obama in the area of tax law, controls. It's supposed to be independent and autonomous. But in point of fact, as we see with this whole scandal with the nonprofits and with the tax-exempt organization division of the IRS and how they were fulfilling political ambitions of the president by going after conservative rivals, we see that in point of fact, wherever the president gets to appoint a person to be a head of an agency, and that agency is a dictatorship, like it is at the FDA, where there's only one person appointed by the president who rules absolutely, and the same is true mm-hmm. at the IRS with the IRS director. There really is one call that need be made from the president or from his top people to that director, and then off you go. The policy is set. And in this case, it's just a straight power grab. They realize that they would have a disaster on their hands with so many states not participating if they couldn't cause those people who are in the exchanges through federal exchanges in those states to receive the same subsidies as
right.
people in other states. So in order to keep propping up this already disastrously broken system, they just leapfrogged past the statute, actually violating it, and said, all right, let's make it happen. We'll issue an IRS rule. We'll force those states to participate under threat of penalty. And we will get those subsidies to those people. And that's what they did.
Jonathan, do you think they realize, and we're almost on our first break here, but do you think they realize that without the subsidy coming through the federal exchange, since really the states have not taken this up, that inevitably Obamacare would fail because no one could afford to participate? That's the question
sure.
I'll ask you. Yeah, Jonathan, when we come back, we'll talk about that and a whole host of other things. Jonathan Emord is now here with us on the Robert Scadbell Show. We'll tell you more about where that's going. Of course, his latest articles, always there at News with Views. We'll see if we can get them published as well at robertscadbell.com. We do have the link. In fact, you can watch the George Washington address from the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Incredible. We'll be back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scadbell Show. Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, brand new to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan Emord, part of the family now, and he's going to be here regularly. We're going to talk details about that out to the world, but just so you know, we've opened up today and just talking about some of the latest going on. And you know, we opened with Jonathan here on an Obamacare ruling from a federal court in Oklahoma. I just wanted to get the ramifications of a ruling. I know they still got to appeal. This will probably go to Supreme Court. They're saying the federal exchanges they're not inclusive within the subsidy language that Congress had originally written for state exchanges. But my sense of the desperation on this to not have this go all the way up and succeed is that they realize that it's untenable. The law cannot be maintained unless how many people, what percentage is subsidized. This could be the death knell for Obamacare, could it not?
Well, it certainly could significantly hamper it, but as you see, with the many heads of the Obama administration constantly producing a new animal one way or another, they'll find some way to buttress this system one way or another. Mm. But this will certainly cause a significant problem for them because a good number of states have refused to participate, and those states are watching eagerly how this turns out. And if this turns out in favor of the Halbig decision by the D.C. Circuit or this decision, Oklahoma versus Burwell, by Judge White in the Eastern District of Oklahoma, this will really wreak havoc for them with their system. The finances of it are already botched, and it's not capable of sustaining itself. It really isn't. And as a result, they have to heavily rely on these subsidies. If they can't rely on the subsidies, what are they going to do? They'll have to coerce and cajole the insurance companies to lower premium rates for select individuals, which will make it unaffordable for the insurance companies. Right now, it's difficult enough for them to sustain it, even though they were promised monopoly protection. Right. They were promised that this system would be a guaranteed shoe-in for them to make vast sums of money over 50 million Americans who would suddenly pour into the system. But that's not working out. And the people who are coming in are sick. And the young people are still not coming into this thing. So the people they look to finance it, not take out money for payment for medical services, are still, by and large, not coming into the system. Why should they? Why should they pay that amount of money that time of their lives when they can depend upon going into the hospital anyway in an emergency situation that's covered anyway? So there's no incentive for them. And even the tax penalty is insufficient. And the court held it not to be a penalty and instead to be an optional payment. So even though it's written into the law as a penalty, it cannot be treated as such by the government without, again, violating law. They may do that as they go along. They may feel compelled to do that. But none of this is happening with any passage of any law by Congress. It's all by fiat, by direct intervention by the executive beyond the scope of the powers of the executive invading the province of the legislature. And that's the most egregious, long-lasting adverse precedential effect, is that again and again this president, without any authority from Congress, creates law, changes existing law, or refuses to enforce existing law, and just does it his own way as if he's an emperor.
Right. So the only way that Obamacare survives is a strengthening of a pre-existing police state, if we will, a medical police state. Maybe it's not traditional in the same way you've looked into history of police states, but a medical police state is a police state nonetheless, because this is all through force.
It's all through force. You know, look at the non-participation by physicians in this whole thing. 70% of physicians in California refused to participate in Obamacare. That's absolutely remarkable. The most liberal state in the union, and 70% of the physicians are saying, I'm not going to do this. I can't afford to do this. I'm not going to be subjected to these restraints. And it is destined to fail one way or another. Either we're going to see a huge shortage in physicians who are willing to be a part of this thing so that those who have insurance under it won't be able to get covered. You know, 13 of the top hospitals in the United States will not participate in this, will not take patients who are insured through an exchange in Obamacare. It's destined to fail.
Right.
It's just a question of where do we put everybody? We have mass mediocre medicine where people are given, the majority is given substandard care in order for them to say that we have some system operating that doesn't work. I mean,
right.
Why are we spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do that?
And Jonathan, you know what's destined to succeed? The sacred fire of liberty. It's rekindled with you every time we're together, my friend, and we're going to continue this discussion. If you have a question or comment, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, links out right to Jonathan Emord at emord.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Robert, Scott, Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Right. Robert, Scott, Bell. Bell.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue.
One of my favorite quotes, and Jonathan's as well, I talk about the way they take the language and use it against you. If you're an extremist for the cause of liberty, they like to say you're something akin to a terrorist, which is extraordinary. But again, at the dawn of this American Republic, you know, our founders and ultimately framers were considered terrorists to the Crown of England. And, you know, if you don't know history, again, you're in danger of succumbing to some things like tyranny. And, of course, Jonathan Emord, who's with us now, and will be with us each and every week. We're working on some things behind the scenes to make official announcements as well. Talking about that, his book, The Rise of Tyranny, and many others we have linked up. He writes for News with Views as well, and that's also linked up. But I also want to say that the video we have of George Washington's speech, George Washington delivered an extraordinary, the guy that actually officially plays him on that level. Jonathan, still, I'm amazed. My son's class, he's got a middle school group with the Montessori program, and they're actually studying that speech in his class now because of what you did.
Well, tremendous. Dean Melissa is a great actor. He's a great epic period actor and plays Washington and the Marquis de Lafayette. And he is so superb. His production of that event, his speech at our Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala, you really couldn't ask for a better delivery. I put that speech together based on Washington's own words and edited it for a modern audience. But it really, I think, describes fundamentally Washington's predictive requests for future generations that they abide by the principles of liberty and maintain the limited federal republic that he defended and created. So it was wonderful to see Dean Melissa deliver it so brilliantly, and it has affected many people. There are quite a few views now on YouTube showing up, and I just hope everyone can take a little bit of time, only 15 minutes, to listen to that thing and then send it to others, because
it's very worthwhile.
An extraordinary thing. It is poignant for today's politics. It's a brilliant reminder of where we should have gone and how far afield we have come.
Yeah, well, I thank you so much for writing it and inviting me up there, and the event was amazing. We'll talk more about it as we are together now, each and every week, perhaps even twice a week. We're getting there. But we got a phone call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You're on with Jonathan Emord on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Is this Joni?
Yes, it is. My two favorite guys. How are you? I'm so happy to have you both on the air always and listening today. It's such wonderful and freedom-giving information.
Well, Joni, we love you. Joni Abbott, she also is the host of Homegrown Health on Natural News Radio. Occasionally she'll fill in for me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe one day if I'm out of town and Jonathan's here, you can host with Jonathan. But so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. I would love to host with Jonathan. He's one of my health heroes and has been for a long time, and I love everything that he's doing with, you know, bringing this information forward for everybody. But I was calling, Robert, to tell you a happy belated 1,000th episode. I can't believe I missed it, but I wanted to call and say congratulations, because you work so hard and it's so well-deserved, and I can't wait for the next 1,000.
Oh, well, Joni, that's so kind. Yeah, Jonathan, we just on Thursday's broadcast, we hit the number 1,000th episode since we went 6 days a week here with GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. It took me about 10 years to hit 500 shows. It took me less than 3 years, or about 3 years, to hit 1,000 additional ones since I started going 6 days a week. So it's only going to get better now that Jonathan's here.
Well, you're too kind, Robert, and Joni's too kind, and I think you're richly deserving of that 1,000th anniversary. You really are an incredible broadcaster, and we're all fortunate to have you on the air.
Oh, man, I'm surrounded by kindness, and the vitamin L is just going overtime here, so thank you, guys. And Joni, hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you so much.
You are so welcome. I will talk to you guys soon. I can't wait to host again.
All right, take care. That's Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health. Again, has had Jonathan on, I'm sure, over the years as well. And, you know, it's funny when I think of the people that have this love of liberty, that share this kind of vision with us, and everybody's got a unique talent and take on it. And that's the nature of liberty, is that we're not all identical, but we can appreciate the differences as long as they don't violate our rights to be different. And, you know, just that's that smile that comes up from within, that deep, I guess, soul connection, if you can call it, that was the driving force with what made America the place where people wanted to be, wanted to emulate and be like. And, you know, we acknowledge as well, we can't put our heads in the pharmaceutical sand and not, that there has been a decline in liberty. There's been a movement away from liberty in our nation's capital and around the country, but there's a yearning to rekindle that sacred fire, as you do so well, Jonathan.
Well, liberty is what defines us as Americans. When the rest of the world looks to America and asks, well, what is an American? The typical response for someone who has some knowledge of who we are is that they differ from the rest of the world in that they really do live in a free society. They are a free people. They have a laissez-faire economy. They are rich because there's no limit either in excessive taxation or in government regulation that denies them the freedom for the individual to express who or he or she is through achievements in the marketplace by establishing a foothold, designing something, inventing something that others need, and making a way for themselves, that it's possible to succeed here. And that very notion of what it is to be an American is under assault, and it is under an extreme assault where the opportunity society that was the envy of the world, that caused the rest of the world to say, if you want to make it, go to America. If you want your next generation to live in a society where there's an abundance of protection for freedom and there's a great opportunity to achieve your life's dreams, send your children to America. Make it in America. That's no longer the rallying cry of the world. It's still there, but it's nowhere near as pronounced as it once was, and people are skeptical around the world. And they're skeptical because we've abandoned the protections for property and for liberty that define us, that are the quintessential reason for our existence. We are. This administration has radically moved in the direction of making us indistinguishable from Europe, making us a crony capitalist state in which the government chooses winners and losers, and in which taxation is heavy and corporations labor under terrible constraints, both from overtaxation and overregulation, particularly harming the small businesses and the medium-sized businesses and denying people a chance to get into the market and to innovate and to employ people. You know, the workforce participation rate today is as low as it was in 1978. It hasn't been that low since 1978. There are 38.2% of the adult population that is not institutionalized and not in the military that could work that is out of work. 92 million Americans are who could be in the workforce are not. 92 million Americans. That's an enormous number of people. And that's because it is a sign, very, very clear sign, of the death of the opportunity society, of the death of the ability of small business and medium-sized businesses to grow the economic pie and employ more people. And unless that changes, we're going to see a collapse of the economy. And we're going to see the government too collapse because it's nothing more than a parasite. The great lie in all of this, Robert, is that the government can continue to make these promises of entitlements and never-ending growth and promises to provide for every aspect of human life when the source for the maintenance of those things, mm-hmm. the tax base, is a private sector that simply cannot afford to exist to satisfy this unquenchable thirst and desire for more, for more, for more from the federal government and from politicians who will promise anything to get elected. And that is going to become and is increasingly becoming something that the electorate is attuned to. They're realizing that a promised government service that costs so very much and provides so very little but does have ramifications that mean no employment mm-hmm. or that mean that opportunity is extinguished is not worth it. Slavery is not worth it even if your master gives you three meals a day. Right. Slavery is not worth it.
Jonathan, I was talking with another homeopathic doctor, a friend of mine, recently, and she's able to bring healing to people for pennies on the dollar compared to what is mandated by the federal government as we talk about Obamacare. Not that, you know, and we've discussed this as well, that prior to Obamacare, we didn't have a free society in healing either. You know, there were restrictions. There's the monopoly that existed prior. The only difference was you weren't required to participate in it necessarily the way Obamacare, in theory or in actuality, tries to force you into it. And yet I see, as I said, ultimately freedom will succeed. Liberty will break out again because you can't sustain what has happened. It's unsustainable. And to your point, with all of these people unemployed, it's interesting when you go into the D.C. area how much property costs, how much it costs to live there, because everybody's employed, but they're all employed by government. And that's unsustainable. So if you're not employed by government, you're on the government dole. It's inevitable, the failure that happens, but I don't want you to be there when that happens. That's not a safe place to be.
Well, we certainly hope that people will appreciate the lie that is the promise of federal handouts rather sooner than later. And if they don't appreciate it in time, of course, they will suffer, as we all will, the consequence of a collapse in the provision of these services that people have become dependent upon, and the corresponding absence of a thriving private sector that can pick up the losses that fall out of the federal tree. And when it comes to those changes, well, it's going to come, I agree with you, sooner or later. Freedom is inevitable. It's the natural yearning of mankind to be free, right. And it can't be extinguished.
Well, it's like that in my own life. I had to suffer disease states in my body before I was hungry enough to find out how to get well. And then I was just hungry enough to say, hey, I recognize that hunger in other people. And that's what we're trying to do. Get that word out and bring the power to heal back to each and every one of you out there. And that love of liberty that we share with Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, continues. We're going to wrap it up after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clarella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And when I say as first as food, always remember that, Johnson, food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
All right, the sacred fire of liberty continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord. We are going to be publishing also his articles as News with Views does, so you can take a look. We've got right now at robertscottbell.com, I think, the most extraordinary presentation of George Washington coming back to life. Based on what's gone on today in that language, encourage you all to, in fact, share it with your kids. As I said, my son's class, middle school class, are studying the speech right now because of what it says and the voice and the way it comes out. And Jonathan, we just to let everybody know, you know, we, with the basis as liberty as our starting point, as we do here, you know, when I talk about healing, we talk about obviously physiological, emotional, mental, but we also do economic healing, political healing. We'll talk spiritual stuff because healing is about everything, and also liberty is about everything. I don't want to disintegrate and say liberty, no, that's only for that little area of life, right? That's kind of strange, but I think we've accepted a lesser form of liberty that's not truly liberty.
Well, people have exchanged an assurance of federal protection or money, they have relinquished a degree of liberty. And this has happened since the 1930s in the United States. So much so now that we've reached the point, as we were talking about in the first segment, that you have relinquished your right of choice over health care in exchange for a vapid government assurance that you're going to be protected in the provision of medical care. But of course, that's always a lie. It's always a lie when the government guarantees some service. It's impossible to guarantee a service that's dependent upon a free market when the market changes daily predicated upon demand. And when you institutionalize through government a provision of private care, you have to monopolize it, as they're trying to do with the insurance industry, and you destroy innovation, which mm-hmm. leads inevitably to mediocrity. It's not possible to have the best health care system in the world and have it be provided by the federal government.
No, no, and if we talk about foreign policy, and I always like to couch it in terms of health care or healing, genuine healing, right? If we can prevent something from occurring, that's a hell of a lot easier and better and efficient. But if you have a cancer growing, overwhelming and overrunning a body, sometimes you have to excise and remove it and then restore integrity to the terrain. The problem I have with our foreign policy, and it hasn't been exclusive to Obama, although he's taken it to new levels, is the inability to understand cause and effect in our interaction with the world. And now we've got this thing called ISIS. We only have a couple of minutes. But, I mean, would you equate this ISIS as a something that's so threatening that we got to excise it, remove it, as opposed to thinking we can dance around the edges of it?
Well, there's no question about it. When you sacrifice the lives of Americans, you've declared war on our country. Congress, if it would respond in a constitutional manner, would have a declaration of war against ISIS. And if the president were truly a commander-in-chief, which he's not, he would not destroy the element of surprise and tell everyone that he's just going to use air power, but he would use every force available to completely obliterate ISIS and would end the matter as rapidly as possible with the least lives lost of Americans. And the point is, our direct national interests are always at stake when you execute an American citizen. We owe it to Americans to defend every American life that is taken, every innocent American life that is taken, by eliminating those who are responsible for that attack on this country. And to do otherwise, to say that you're going to have a limited engagement, that you're only going to use air power, just invites your enemy to take steps that will avoid the consequences of those measures. That's not a commander-in-chief.
No.
That's a politician. And it's a really dire situation. It's very disrespectful of the American lives lost. It's disrespectful of this great nation to have a commander-in-chief who refuses to use all power available to the military, allow the military to use whatever power is necessary to obliterate this scourge upon humanity, this
sure.
threat to civilization.
And are we also lacking a statesman in that context, in that area, to say, listen, not only do we need to eliminate it, but now that we've eliminated it, should that be the case, let's establish a different kind of terrain where this stuff doesn't keep popping up. And I think we're lacking that kind of thing in Washington, D.C. as well.
That's right. The ultimate solution to this is a free market. The ultimate solution to this is to reestablish free enterprise in the United States and make us a bastion of free enterprise for the world, an opportunity society again. People who are disaffected can come to this country and find a way to make a living. They don't have to think that their cause is hopeless and that they can
right.
join some terrorist group and come after this great country.
Exactly. Freedom is the answer, no matter what the question is. Jonathan Emord, the Sacred Fire of Liberty, with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, my friend.
Great to be with you, Robert.
Oh, it's so amazing. Remember, folks, this is the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.